Let us thank God for His infinite love and mercy. It is God's eternal will to save all He has created and to serve them in His own divine way. And that is why God has established the devotion to the two houses of love, Jesus and Mary, for salvation of all souls, to renew the church and the whole world. And at the core of this devotion is the daily vigil, daily holy hour, daily rosary, daily mass. Now, every year, the Lord invites us to come for the feast of the two houses of love. He promised earlier, I will bring out a date for the feast of the two houses. On this day, the two hearts will be pierced with masses and prayers, and the blood will flow into purgatory, and all those bearing the mark of the house of love, I will rose myself like a magnet. Many, many years later, he pointed out this particular day to be the Sunday following the feast of the Sacred Heart on Friday and the Immaculate Heart on Saturday. So now the feast has, I call it 3 days. Sacred Heart on Friday, Immaculate Heart on Saturday, then the two hearts of love on Sunday. On this day, which is a very special day, especially for souls, all are invited to attend masses and prayers. It is a feast of masses and prayers. As we have masses for all souls day, for all souls, so also have masses for this particular feast. Every priest is required to celebrate many masses. Priests of the two houses of love especially have the obligation to do this. Eventually, every priest, every Catholic priest, celebrates mass for this. On this day, God pours His superabundant blessings on all. I am their blessing, says. I am their Lord. I am their God. He calls all who are waiting for the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. All who are waiting for the triumph of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. All who are waiting for the reign, the house of love. All who love the two hearts, heart of Jesus, heart of Mary, that to assemble and come for the feast. The main place celebrating the feast is in Rome, but it should be celebrated in every diocese, in every parish, in every station, in every home, every chapel in the whole world. God will make it possible. On this day, He pours blessings on all, especially the holy souls in purgatory. All marked with the seal of the house of love, they are released. And all who are dedicated to the house of love by consecration, they receive special blessings. all societies dedicated to the Sacred Heart, Immaculate Heart, are to help in this organization. All priests, especially the bishops, help in this organization to organize this feast. It is a 3-day feast. All are to come. He means to pour his love on the whole world. Pour the blood of his heart on all, both living here on earth, human beings, and souls in purgatory. And even in heaven, there will be great rejoicing because of the entrance of uncountable souls into heaven at this feast. It is really a universal, a Catholic feast for all. The Catholic Church here on earth, the Church fighting, there in purgatory, the Church suffering, and there in heaven, the Church glorious. The communion of saints. This feast elaborates this communion of saints in a very special way. The Lord God wants the whole world. Let my love be poured in the whole world. I mean to pour the blood of my love in the whole world, not by the obstacles. I love all of them. I love all. Let all come. I love my Pope. I love my bishops. I love my priests. I love my brothers. I love my sisters. I love all baptized in my name. I love all my creatures. I love my church. I love all. My church is not a creature. My church is me. My church is my body. Let all come to me. I invite all to come to me. I love all. The invitation of this feast was given by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Given by Mother Mary, who is the hostess of the feast, and also given by Saint Joseph and all the saints, and by Saint Michael and all the angels. It is really a very universal feast, and everybody is to celebrate because we have connections with all these souls, and we want to help them to be freed from the pangs of their suffering there in purgatory and in heaven. They will never forget us. The surest way of making your own way to heaven is to help people get into heaven. And the easiest way, the easiest people can get to heaven are those souls already who are holy but are suffering in purgatory. And these also souls in purgatory also are crying. They also invite people, come. We also poor souls in purgatory. We are crying to all to come. Come, come in these 3 days. Your prayers and mass will release us from our purgatory. Please come. Let all come. Let all who love us come. When we are released from our pangs of purgatory suffering, we shall never forget you in heaven. This is the greatest assurance. Let all who care for us come to pray for our release. We call on all our brothers and sisters, to all whom it is possible, to come and celebrate and free us. The feast is a very special one for the works of charity, helping the poor, the sick, and the needy. We feel very strongly during this feast because God's love is poured on all, both living and the dead. Now, the church is the visible sign of God's presence, the sacrament of the reign of his love in the world. And we are bound to love the church and let all cherish and love the church. Jesus says, I and my church, we are one. My church is my body, my blood, my love, my presence, my light, my glory, my power, my influence, my kingdom on earth. It is the sacrament, my kingdom of God, my kingdom on earth. My love, love my church, and do all my church needs and asks you to do. And the world today, primarily to live and love and walk in my church, to revive my church. I know there have been efforts by my church leaders to draw away from the church, to throw you away, to discredit you. My son, never you leave my church. The church is the sacrament of God's presence, the whole church. As we celebrate today, this feast of Corpus Christi, what we carry in the monstrance is God Himself, the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth. What we carry is also what we are. He is the church, the body of Christ. The church is the body of Christ. We carry the sacrament representing everything we have and we are in the church and more. That's why we must love Him, worship Him. When He spoke, whatever you do to the least of my brothers, do to me in the Blessed Sacrament, whatever you do, is done to Him direct. The worship we give is direct. It's an inflection. The prayers, the flowers you throw, the incense you throw, direct to God. There is no people here on earth to whom their God is as close as He is to us. We, the members of the House of Love, God requires from us to give Him the highest glory and show Him the greatest love. So this feast of the Body and Blood of Christ is our feast par excellence. And the House of Love is just a Mary. It is our great feast, par excellence. Let us therefore rejoice and thank God for this and invite all to come. The effect of this feast, the church in the whole world and every soul, the whole creation, is unfathomable. You cannot measure it. Infinite. May God bless all who celebrate this feast. May God bless all. Listen to this message. May God bless all who will ever love and live this union with the two hearts of love, Jesus and Mary. With this, God means to save all souls. No more soul will be lost. And to renew the whole church. The church will shine in the glorious splendor of God, whose second coming the church has been preparing for since the first day of the church till today. Preparing for the second coming of Christ. He's coming in glory very, very soon.